Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman, here with my co-hosts. We have Adrian Clayschulte and Tom Turbrock. Welcome, guys.
How you doing?
Doing fantastic. We are powered by Cornerstone Mortgage.
Yes.
Is our big-time sponsor. We're our proud employers, too.
What Absolutely. A great show, man. You guys have been on the ball again and again. I say it each week, and I'll still say it. This is a learning tool. This can help people alleviate a lot of stress in their life.
Well, and we're also, we tout ourselves as being a resource.
That's it.
We are the real estate resource. We are your finance resource, your mortgage resource. We get questions a lot, and there are a lot of different options around the term PMI. Okay, have you heard the term, Tom?
No, I've heard something close, but what is PMI?
You want to tackle this one, Adrian?
Well, PMI is basically it's private mortgage insurance.
Okay.
So you are paying for, as the borrower, you are paying for an insurance policy in case you go into default on your loan.
Right. And it's a private company that sponsors it. And if you put less than 20% down on a loan, it's required if it's a Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac loan. Okay, so it's what they call a conforming loan, meaning it has to conform to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac guidelines. You're required to get PMI if you have less than 20% down. Okay, so you have 20% down, then you don't necessarily need that special insurance.
You don't have to have that.
Right.
Okay.
But if you have less than 20%, you kind of have to budget that in.
Okay.
And there are a lot of different options with this, and this gets confusing for people because here's the funny part is how the marketers out there will take the different product offerings and they'll wrap it in a different blanket and present it a different way that's not necessarily it's not even any different.
Mm-hmm.
Adrian, you see that all the time, don't you, with our competitors on things they'll call loans with PMI?
Oh, yeah. When I'm driving down the road and listening to the radio, how sometimes some of the commercials and how they present it, it's a play on words, that's for sure.
Well, right.
Bait and switch.
Yeah.
Well, it is because they'll try to act like, okay, you can do a loan with us with only 10% mm-hmm. down with no PMI.
Right. And it's not actually no PMI. The whole nothing's free in life
is correct.
Stands true with this as well.
Well, and that kind of leads us into the topic of some of the alternatives when it comes to private mortgage insurance and the different ways it gets structured, okay? Because the main, Tom, you have a question?
Yeah, loans, all right? And it says here, what is a piggyback loan? Does that have anything to do with food?
It's a barbecue and loan kind of
I'll
combined.
I'll take it. No, but
if it's bacon related, I will definitely take it. Yes.
Hear that.
What is a piggyback?
Yes.
All right. So a piggyback is a term for when you would combine a first and second mortgage to avoid having private mortgage insurance.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
you would do a first mortgage at 80% of the appraised value or of the purchase price, and then you do a second mortgage for whatever the remaining amount was. Might be for 10%.
Okay.
Those used to be extremely common back in the early 2000s because you could get that second mortgage really easily. And now it's not quite so easy to get the second mortgage. And it's usually not even advisable. I actually now would advise to take the PMI over doing the piggyback loan.
Okay.
Would you agree with
Absolutely.
That, Adrian?
Absolutely. In most cases, yes.
Right. So in most cases, that's true. So, Adrian, when we look at the different types of PMI, okay, let's talk about the normal one we call borrower-paid mortgage insurance, right?
Right. Your standard traditional monthly.
Right. So it's just the borrower paying.
House payment, right.
They'll take a certain what they call an MI factor.
Okay.
Okay. So let's say it's 0.6 if that's your MI factor. What that means is they'll take 0.6% of your loan amount, and that's how much you pay for the year, and they divide that by 12 months, and that's what your monthly payment is.
Yeah. Think of it just like your interest rate. If you have a 3.5% interest rate and then you have a 0.6% PMI, you're actually paying 4.1%
right.
interest on your money.
That's a really good way to look at it, Adrian, because when we look at whether it's worth it to refinance or not, if somebody has PMI, we have to know the full picture. So it really is your interest rate plus your PMI factor is what you're really paying. And we have to compare that on the new loan because let's say your PMI goes up, it may make it where even a savings in interest rate isn't worth it. Or vice versa, not have to save much on interest if we can save a whole bunch on PMI. Does that make sense? I see the light bulb going on.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
I mean, lately, in the past, let's say over the past year or two, it's been hard to refinance people, a little bit harder to refinance people with FHA loans if they got it 4 or 5 years ago because their PMI was right around 0.5, 0.55%.
Understood.
Well, then HUD jumped their FHA PMI rate up to 1.35%. There was a few increases in between there. but you know, it ended up at 1.35%. Well, then we look at somebody and say, well, you're at a 4.5% interest rate with a 0.55% PMI. You're actually at a little over 5% true cost of your money. I might be able to lower your interest rate now down to 3.75, but at the same time I'm lowering your interest rate, HUD raised the PMI rate up to 1.35%. It's just not worth it if you
see
add it together.
You guys explain it so well that the common man understands that.
You do actually understand that? Good.
Yes.
That's good to hear.
Even though when you start to get into the time 6%, I'm like, oh, no more
than stop.
That. No
stop
more
stop
than
the numbers.
That. Just, where do I sign? But no, you guys know your stuff. And Doug, I've known you for 3 years. You're one of the most intelligent men I've ever met. And
well, I appreciate
folks,
that.
He goes out of his way, though. He's there. Of course, he wants to make money to pay the bills, to take care of his family, but he goes out of his way to help. And that's why Cornerstone, that's a great spot for you there. They're classy, and they've just added more class.
Well, I appreciate that. Those are very, very kind words,
well,
especially
true,
coming
man.
From you, Tim. I have
it's
a lot,
true,
a lot of respect for you.
Thank
so,
you.
So, Adrian, one of the alternatives to the borrower-paid mortgage insurance is lender-paid mortgage insurance. Okay, what is lender-paid mortgage insurance, or LPMI, are the initials we hear for it?
We're no longer taking a separate PMI factor. It's not two different things. It's not your interest rate plus a PMI factor. What we're doing is we're just taking your actual interest rate, and by raising that a little bit, we can cover the cost of that PMI. So if the going rate, just to use round numbers, is 4% at the time, and the PMI is coming back at 0.6%, just using round numbers here, the PMI, I might only have to raise your – I get rid of the 0.6%, and may only have to raise your rate up to 4.25%. So you are paying for it with lender-paid mortgage insurance, but it's at a maybe a little bit more of a discount than the actual PMI.
And here's an important side note to that, too, is that Adrian and I both use this program called Mortgage Coach, and it's basically is a presentation software where it allows us to compare different loan options, and we can compare one option to another in a way that goes way beyond where my feeble brain would be able to do the math. Okay. So, well, I mean, here's the thing is I even use this on my own loan. Okay. When I'm trying to figure out what's the best deal for myself, when I get my own mortgage, I put it in this software because it will tell me what the break even point is and when one loan's better than another. And that's what we do for our clients is comparing like borrower paid mortgage insurance versus lender paid mortgage insurance, which one's better. Okay. Well, the math in my head may not end up being the correct math, but the math that the software will spit out, I can look at the different time frames, asking how long you're going to be in your house to make sure that they get the right option that's going to give them the lowest cost of borrowing money over time.
It puts the software program definitely puts the information into a format that when you present it to the client in black and white, they really you really see the light bulb go off above their head and they see you exactly what you're saying.
So if you'd like your mortgage reviewed and you want to find out if refinancing is right for you or if there's a way you can save on private mortgage insurance, reach out to us right away. You can text us or you can call us 314-472-DOUG. And that's 314-472-DOUG. Or you can visit the website for the show is DougHaldeman.com. And if you visit DougHaldeman.com, you also can link to Cornerstone Mortgage from there. Or you can visit CornerstoneMortgage.com as our main sponsor site. They're our employer. Love that company. Great company. They give us a lot of different options when it comes to how we can package the private mortgage insurance to be advantageous for our clients. So definitely appreciate you guys coming in today. Great information. I think the consumers are going to glean a lot from this.
Great show, man.
I know we're going to have a lot of questions. Visit our website. There'll be a blog post that's going to break a lot of this down for you. And you can call us if you want more specifics.
Thanks for having me, Doug. I appreciate it. It was a good time.
So you don't want to miss next Sunday at 4 p.m., the Doug Haldeman Show right here on FM News Talk 97.1. Becoming a financial juggernaut is as simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., modeling the advice of the experts, and implementing your personal plan. See you next week.
Almost half of all Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. There's no extra money when bad things happen. If you're involved in an accident and are suddenly faced with medical bills, loss of income, and more expenses, what can you do? The insurance company wants to settle and settle cheap. You need someone on your side. You can trust us to protect your rights. Remember the fours. Just dial 314-444-4444. Schultz Myers, putting you first.